City staff and the Gary Paxton Industrial Park Board have been working to get a haul-out project off the ground ever since Halibut Point Marine announced it would be closing its haul-out in 2021. The city's first request for proposal, or RFP, received only two bids to build the haul-out, and ultimately both were rejected. The Assembly had been pinning its hopes on an $8 million federal build grant to fund the project, but received word in September that they weren't receiving the money. So what now? City Administrator John Leach was direct when he told the Assembly what he thought was possible.
To put it bluntly, we don't have enough money to build a haul out right now. We need a slip, we need a washdown pad at a minimum, and we need to be hauling boats as quickly as possible.
He said the Assembly could choose to go one of three directions. It could move forward with private sector development, sell the land, hand over the keys, and say, build us a haul out. Or the Assembly could issue a new RFP with plans to lease city-owned land to a developer, and may even loan some public funds to help the developer get a haul out off the ground. Or the city could build, own, and operate the haul out itself.
We're looking for ways to move forward with this task force and working group that we've got kind of on standby, but I don't want to put that working group moving towards something until I know where to send them.
Tor Christensen said both the pure private and pure public options weren't ideal.
But even if we get the money, we're not going to be able to run it at a profit as a city. The fact is that private industry can build things cheaper than we can. So I think the real question is, okay, what would a public-private look like? How much of, you know, if there's a spectrum between almost fully public and they just run it, or almost completely private? My personal preference would be more towards the private side.
And another challenge to consider when trying to attract a private developer to take the bait on a haul-out partnership, City Administrator John Leach said hauling out boats isn't profitable.
You don't make money pulling boats. We've penciled this out, and if we were to run our own haul out based on our initial studies, it would require about a $600,000 per year subsidy from the general fund just to pull boats. Knowing that we don't make any money pulling boats, that's the same for the private industry. There has to be some sort of investment, and we need to be very strategic on how you put caps on what they can and can't do, because we want to also not scare them away. So if we find a good proposal, we really need to dial in that RFP.
No one disagreed that a public-private partnership was the preferred option, and the Assembly directed staff to draft a new RFP. John Leach said that he would have proposals back for the Assembly's consideration within 60 days. The city's goal is to have something available for the fishing fleet by next April. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.